Finding God in All Things. Day 29. A prerequisite for finding God. At this stage of the retreat, it's time to ask about your current status. If you've been following along with the retreat, you may find yourself in one of two states, with two distinctly different mindsets. The first is that you are thoroughly enjoying the content of the retreat and the opportunity for meditation, to the point where you may have even forgotten the theme of the retreat. The second possibility is that you have been eager to learn more practical skills to help you more easily find God in your daily life. No matter which category you belong to, or if you find yourself experiencing both thoughts and emotions at the same time, I am grateful for your continued participation in this retreat. Together with farmers of hearts from around the world, you have been tilling the soil of your heart, allowing the Holy Spirit to lead you to encounter Jesus and learn to find Him in prayer and meditation. Indeed, even if you do not feel that you can find God in all things, if you follow this retreat seriously, you have actually encountered Jesus in meditation, which is equivalent to finding Him. Therefore, even if the retreat were to end today, your harvest should be rich. Even if you cannot immediately find God in the things right before your eyes, you will find Him in prayer more easily than before. If you have the first mindset, you should thank God because you are present in the retreat. Let Jesus, who is present, touch you and enjoy the time of encountering God. If you have the second mindset, you may be someone who focuses on doing things, valuing fruitfulness and effectiveness, and measuring the value and benefits of work or tasks with tangible results. This is understandable. However, the drawback of this mentality is that it will take you away from the present and into the future state because the expected results are not in the present moment, but in the future. When we depart from the present and live in the future, we cannot encounter Christ in the here and now, or find God in our surroundings and circumstances. So, if we live or operate in this way, even if we learn more techniques to find God in all things, we won't be able to live out what we've learned. Therefore, the techniques we will introduce later in this retreat will be of no use if we live like this. In fact, farmers of hearts with the first mindset have also experienced within these short 20-plus days noticeable changes in their thinking. They've found themselves more capable of finding and experiencing God in all things, and life has become more substantial and peaceful. There are two main reasons for this. Firstly, their presence enables them to absorb and comprehend the content of the retreat more easily, making it easier to encounter God in meditation and receive His messages. Secondly, the insights and messages they have received bring about changes in their awareness and mindset, making it easier for them to sense and identify the presence of God and recognize Him in all things. This solid foundation will help them more effectively find God in all things as they acquire more skills. Please note that this doesn't mean that if you have the second mindset, which focuses more on efficiency, you are hopeless. The key is that we must first be present before we can work effectively. Without being present, our efforts will be less fruitful. We are usually present with our hearts and work with our minds. Your heart must lead your mind, as the heart can help us stay in the present moment, while the mind may not. In order to live well, we cannot rely solely on our minds. A person who lives with the heart is more grounded and can live in the present moment more easily than someone who lives with the mind. This is also the key to whether you can get the maximum benefit from this retreat. Its importance cannot be underestimated. As we enter the final stage of this retreat, that is, the last 2 weeks, I invite you to revisit any topics that you may have had difficulty understanding, accepting, or implementing during the retreat. Give yourself the opportunity to spend more time reviewing those topics. Clarify and incorporate the essence into your thinking and daily living, making them a part of your life and actions. More importantly, for those retreat contents that you find challenging to digest or accept, humbly seek the help of Jesus to release you from the things that are holding you back and to seek His will in them. Are you someone who can live in the moment? What are the obstacles that prevent you from living in the present more easily? How will you help yourself? Do you tend to live more with your mind or with your heart? How would you make improvements to better live in the moment? Have you benefited from this retreat and find it easier to find God in all things? How would you adjust yourself to gain even greater benefits from this retreat? Thank you. Lord Jesus, in today's reflection, you have urged me to pay attention to whether I am living with my heart or with my mind. Am I communicating and interacting with you with my heart, or am I doing so with my mind? No wonder I sometimes feel distracted and am unable to live in the present moment. I know I should engage with you more deeply from my heart and live more attentively. Yet, I often focus on efficiency and rely on my own abilities, neglecting your presence and that you alone are the mighty one. Please, don't let me be deceived by my own abilities and pride, replacing you with my own mind and your infinite power with my limited self. Lord, please help me learn to be more humble, to love you more humbly, and to be loved by you.